Blog Talk Radio.
Cover every listening ear on this broadcast today, Lord. And Father, we need you, O God, to cover this broadcast under the blood, canceling every assignment, O God, that was sent towards this broadcast, and render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, knowing that there is nothing that can happen to you today that the God in you cannot handle. You are tuned in to Time to Talk About It, where I'm your host, Sister Diane, and this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheva Porter. Amen. So give praise today because God woke you up this morning, clothing your right mind. And you know how we start this broadcast off? We started off with prayer. So for all of you that have prayer lists, go ahead and get your prayer list, for we are our brothers and sisters keepers, and we are to pray one for another. Amen. So get your prayer list. Let us get in that set place as we go before the throne of God. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, O Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, as we come before you this day, O God, giving you honor, giving you glory, and giving you praise that is due unto your holy name, thanking you, Lord Father, for being so mindful of us, Lord. Father, thanking you this day, Lord Father, that you woke us up this day. Father, we fail not to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord Father. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you, O God. And Heavenly Father, as we come before you, Lord, Father, we ask for forgiveness in those that we're praying for, O God. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, Lord Father, we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Father, we take nothing and no one for granted, Lord. Father, we thank you for each and every listener, Lord Father, that are touching and agreeing, Lord Father, as we begin to pray, Lord Father, and as we touch and agree, Lord Father, with all those that are holding their prayer lists before you, Lord. Now, Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, and you see all those that have the prayer list before you, Lord, Father, you know each and every person name by name, Lord, and what they're in need of, O God. O God, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others, Lord. Father, we thank you for the prayers that you have already answered, the prayer that you're about to answer and answering as we pray, Lord. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father, we also hold before you, Lord, the prayer warriors, the watchmen, the intercessors, Lord, those that don't mind praying in season and out of season, Lord, Father. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over them right now from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, O God. And Father, we thank you for your supernatural strength and your blood covering them, Lord. We thank you, O God, for your hedge of protection round about them, Lord. Father, as the one intercede on others' behalf, Lord, we ask, Lord, Father, that you continue to give them the strength that they need, Lord. And Father, let them continue to pray without ceasing, Lord. Father, we fail not to give you the honor, the glory, and praise, O God, that is due unto your holy name. Father, we know, O God, that there is no other God but you this day, O God. Oh, Father, we know, Lord, that you're a merciful, loving, and forgiving God, Lord. You're a God of many chances, Lord. So, Father, for those that are listening today, Lord, that think, Lord, Father, that they messed up and you won't forgive them, Lord. Father, I ask you to touch their hearts and their minds right now, Lord, Father, and cancel the assignment of the enemy right now, Lord, Father, for you are merciful, loving, and forgiving, Lord, Father. You are that God of many chances, Lord. And, Father, that they can repent, Lord, turn from their wicked ways, Lord, and accept you into their lives as their personal Lord and Savior this day, O God. Father, we lift your name on high this day, Lord. Heavenly Father, we come praying right now for all those in the path, Lord, Father God, of that hurricane right now, Lord, Father. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus, Lord, Father, over Florida, over Georgia, over South, North Carolina, right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we speak to the winds right now in the name of Jesus, and we say peace be still, Lord Father. We know, oh God, that if many of us begin to rise up and begin to pray against this hurricane right now, we know that it can dissipate right now into outer darkness. So, Father, we thank you for all those that are touching and agreeing with us, Lord. Father, see, Lord, Father, the blood covering the borders right now, Lord. Father, see the blood covering those counties right now, Lord, Father. Father, I even plead the blood of Jesus where I'm at right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you. I glorify and magnify you this day, O God. Father, for we know, Lord, Father, who we belong to this day, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you this day, Lord, Father, Hector Amara right now, Lord. And we come against many strokes, Lord, Father, that he's been suffering, Lord, Father. Father, as he is dealing with dementia, Lord, Father, we know, Lord, Father, that you're bigger than any sickness or any disease this day, oh God. So, Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for touching his body from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord, Father. Father, we speak, Lord, Father, to each and every muscle, Lord, Father, each and every cell, each and every vein this day, Lord, Father. And we say, line up with the word of God right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and glorify you, Lord, Father, as we continue also to pray for his wife, Lord, Father. And, Father, to continue to give her the strength, Lord, Father, as she takes care of her husband right now in the name of Jesus. Father, so many times, Lord, Father, caregivers, Lord, Father, God, go unnoticed, Lord. But, Father, we praying today for every caregiver, Lord, Father, that are taking care of someone that are sick in some way, shape, or fashion, Lord, Father, and strengthen them, Lord, and let them not be weary, Lord, Father, in their well-doing, Lord, Father. Heavenly Father, we also hold Yolanda right now, Lord, Father, before you, Lord, Father, praying for her strength, Lord, Father, and her encouragement, Lord, Father, for taking care of her mom right now, Lord, Father. Let her not be weary, Lord, Father, but the strength that she needs right now is within you, Lord. So, Father, see the blood covering that household, Lord, Father, as we plead the blood of Jesus, Lord, Father, over her. Lord, Father, we thank you and glorify you this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we continue, Lord, Father, to pray for the Stevens and Merchant family, Lord, Father, and the passing, Lord, Father, of Edith Stevens, Lord, Father. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over them, Lord, Father. Father, as we seek peace right now, Lord, Father, in unity and strength and your comfort right now, O God. Heavenly Father, in all those that have lost loved ones, Lord, Father, we pray, Lord, Father God, for peace, comfort, unity, joy, and happiness, Lord, Father. Father, especially, Lord, Father, when their loved ones, Lord, Father, die in you, Lord, Father. For we know, Lord, Father, to be absent from the body, Lord, Father, is to be present with you, Lord. Father, give us the comfort, Lord, Father, that we need right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Jaden right now, Lord, Father, and we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord. Father, and we asking you this day, O God, to intervene on his behalf right now, Lord, Father. For, Father, he needs you like never before, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for the peace within his mind, Lord, Father. We thanking you, O God, for your supernatural strength, Lord, Father. Father, see the blood covering this young man this day, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we continue to hold before you Kathy, Lord, as she continues to recover from surgery, Lord. Father, we know, Lord, Father, that you have been there, Father, from the beginning, Lord, Father, as she goes through these surgeries, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, what the enemy meant, Lord, Father, for her bad. We thank you, oh God, for turning it around, oh God, for her good, in the name of Jesus. For we say no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, Lord Father. We thank you. We glorifying and magnifying you this day, O God. Heavenly Father, look upon our listeners right now, Lord Father. Those, Lord, that are listening now and those that will listen at a later date, Lord Father. Father, we cover them, O God, under the blood, Lord. Father, you know what each and every listener is in need of, Lord Father. And we thank you, Lord Father. Father, for just doing it for them, Lord Father. We thank you for making the ways out of no ways, Lord. We thank you, Lord Father, for your healing, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for just being right there, Lord Father, when they need that friend, Lord Father. Oh, Father, we take you not for granted, oh God. We take you not for granted, Lord. So, Father, cover them, Lord Father, and they're going out and they're coming in this day, Lord Father. Father, see the blood covering them, Lord Father. Father, we're just saying thank you. We thank you. We don't even thank you enough, Lord Father. But Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for never leaving us nor forsaking us, oh God. Now, Heavenly Father, as the speaker of the hour comes before us, Lord Father, to give the word that you have given her, Lord Father, I hold up to you, oh God, Elder Yvonne Addison, right now, and I plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, oh God. And Father, I ask that you see that hedge of protection round about her, Lord. And Father, as she bring forth the word, Lord, Father, we cancel every and any assignment, oh God, that was sent towards her, Lord, Father, the word that's about to come forth. And we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Father, as we dispatch her angels to stand, God, round about her as she bring forth the word, Father, we ask you, oh God, to decrease her, oh God, as you increase in her this day, Lord, Father. For, Father, we take the word not for granted, Lord, Father. Father, we don't take, Lord, Father, your man and woman and God for granted, Lord. We thank you and glorifying you, Lord, for using them, Lord, Father, to speak to us, Lord. So, Father, we lift your name on high. We give all praises, honor, and glory to you this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're just saying thank you to God. If you have not thanked God today for waking you up this morning, clothing your right mind, you ought to give God praise today. You ought to give him all honor and glory. When you look around you and see all that he has done for you because you did not do it yourself, give him praise today. You look at your loved ones, and they're still here. They're still talking. Thank God for everything and taking not things that you use for granted. Because when you no longer have use of it or you no longer have your loved ones, don't take nothing for granted. Give God praise today. You are breathing. You have the use of your limbs. You're able to go out and come as you please. Don't take nothing for granted. And when we pray, we are our brothers and sisters' keepers. We are to pray one for another. Continue to pray for those that are on the wall and praying. And don't mind praying, because you never know who is praying for you. You never know who God has laid your name upon their heart to pray for you. Be prayerful today. Be mindful today. Amen. Let me give you the word for today before the speaker of the hour comes. Negative thoughts will destroy you. Always do your best to tune. Negative thoughts will destroy you. Always do your best to keep a positive attitude. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm trusting that, you know, when I was giving the word, you was texting a friend, you was emailing a friend, messaging a friend to call in and hear this awesome woman of God, that God continually use her. I don't know about you all, but I know I always get something out of it. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds this day. As the word of God come forth. So we're going to present to you Elder Yvonne Addison as she come in her way, as God use her this day. Amen.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning, Sister Diane. Good morning to City of Victory. Praise God. Good morning to everyone who's in tune, who's listening in on this morning. We praise God that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I pray that you will, if you are listening in, call in, share, let someone else know. I believe the message today will be a blessing to us. So share the number so that those can call in who need an encouragement from the Lord on today. We praise God. I thank Sister Diane again for the awesome prayer. And it's interesting that the word that the Lord has given today for us, I just had to take, well, we always, you know, it's always for us first anyway. But then I had to remind myself of it again when you were praying about the hurricane. I haven't been listening to the news, actually, so I did not know anything about this hurricane. And all of a sudden, I just had this, you know, this unrest in my spirit. And so I just had to, you know, the Lord reminded me about the message today. It is be still. Praise God. So be still. So I had to just remind myself that I need to be still and see the salvation of the Lord in reference to this this hurricane, the storm, and any other storms that you may be experiencing in your life today. The Lord is saying, be still and see the salvation of the Lord. Someone once shared with me that they needed a new fight. And it was not so much that they needed a new fight, but when to fight and when to be still and let God fight the battle was the question. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your word on today, your word that brings life. We thank you that you always know what we are in need of. And there's nothing that is too hard for you, too difficult to you, nothing that is impossible for you. And so, God, as we hear what the Lord is saying to us today, let us take it at heart. Open up our ears of understanding. Lord God, prepare our hearts to receive what you have for us. And I pray that as you use me to minister this word, that I will hide behind your glory. And God, that I will decrease, that the Holy Spirit will increase. And so I just thank you, God, for this opportunity to minister your word as the Holy Spirit leads. So in Jesus' name, we bless you, O Lord God. Hallelujah. So as I said earlier, it's not when, but when to fight. It is. And when to be still and let God fight the battle. That's what we need to have our focus on, when to fight and when to be still. So relinquishing the situation to God is a challenge for some individuals. And it is. Flesh gets in the way. You know, we're impatient. Our self-will hinders us, or rebellion. You know, oftentimes it's not even recognized as a problem, because it is a place of familiarity, and it is not seen as a problem until the worry, hopelessness becomes the focus. So chaos surrounds us daily, and the voice of God is drowned out by the voices of the world that pushes individuals into a place of frenzy. And we see that now where there's so much going on around us, that people are anxious. People become anxious. There's anxiety of, you know, on the rise, thoughts of suicide on the rise. And so it's just, there's a place of friends that people not being respectful of one another, you know, just not just having patience. And so we see this as the chaos surrounds us. And through all of that, it's because the voice of God is being drowned out by what we see, by what we hear, and what we're taking in through our ear gates and our eye gates. So the I voice, you know, the I voice, I am all of this, I can do this, it's me, me, me. And that voice becomes stronger than the promises of God. So are you standing on the promises of God? Are you trusting in the promises of God? As children of God, we must remind ourselves that we are in this world, but not of it. Yes, we're in the world, but not of it. John 17, 13 through 19, this is of the Message version. And this is when Jesus, the prayer that Jesus prays for his disciples. He says, now I'm returning to you. I'm saying these things in the world's hearing so my people can experience my joy completed in them. I gave them your word. The godless world hated them because of it, because they didn't join the world's ways, just as I didn't join the world's ways. I'm not asking that you take them out of the world, but that you guard them from the evil one. They are no more defined by the world that I am defined by the world. We put our focus on the things of the world. We put our focus on how we can get, the more we can get, how much we can store up, and what, you know, it's all about the material things. But don't get me wrong, it is good to have, you know, those things. God wants us to have nice things. He wants us to prosper, but we cannot make it the focus of our attention when we put those things ahead of God. And so we are not of, we are in this world, but not of it. That means that the carnal mind will keep a focus on what we can get, what we can do, how high we can go with a status, you know, all of you being about status. But it's not, that's not what it's about. It's about knowing God, standing on the promise of God, having that intimate relationship with the Lord, being in his presence, understanding who he is. And so not allowing that voice to become the voices, the I voices, the voices of the world to become stronger than the promises of God. Yes, we go through different things. We experience in different things in our lives. There's situations that come up against us that sometimes it's so strong and it's like we have our back up against the wall. But God is a deliverer. He's a healer. He sees your pain. He sees the struggle. He sees you. He looks throughout the earth. He looks for those he can show himself strong to. He showed himself strong to and bring you out of that place and show his salvation in your situation. But it takes being in the presence of God. It takes being still before him and knowing when to allow God to fight your battle, and you take your hand off of the situation and be still and see the salvation of the Lord. He says, I'm not asking that you take them out of the world. So no, we have the promises. We've had situations. We have struggles. We have those things, as I said earlier, the problems that come up, but God is working on our behalf. He's not going to necessarily take you out of that problem, but he wants you to be still, and he wants you to see the salvation, his salvation, working in your situation. Do not fear. Be of good courage, because God is fighting for you. Hallelujah. And as the scripture says, that the godless world hated them because of it, because they did not join the world's ways. Because you are serving God, because you're a loving God, because you're living the Christian life, you will come up against opposition because the world don't understand it. They're not coming against you. They're coming against the God in you. Praise the Lord. So as followers of Jesus Christ, we must remain in the world, but not of the world. Our intimacy with God determines the impact it has on our lives. Let me read that again. Our intimacy with God determines the impact it has on our lives. Where is your intimacy level? On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being where you are intimate with God, you are in his presence, you are studying the word, you are allowing him to minister to you, you are being obedient to what God says to you. That's the 10. Are you at a 1 where your intimacy with God is being interrupted or hindered because of things of the world, because of things that you that's taking your attention, that's distracting you, you know, the what's going on in our political system, what's going on throughout the earth, you know, with wars and rumors of wars, and you know, that all the post-pandemic things that's still lingering, you know, around us. Where is your attention? Where is your intimacy with God on a scale of 1 to 10? I ask you that to just take a moment and see where you are with your intimacy with God. Thank you, Lord. No intimacy, no joy. No intimacy, no peace. No intimacy, no strength or wisdom or direction or guidance from the Holy Spirit. Without the presence of God, emotions can be on a roller coaster ride. Have you ever run into someone and, you know, one moment they are, you know, in this place of, you know, everything is going well, you know, they're happy, and then you see them again, they're down, because their emotions can be on a roller coaster, up and down, up and down. But the thing about it is, praise God, is that we can be happy. But happiness depends on your situation and your circumstance. And we know that we are human beings, and that there are situations that occur in our life. Life happens. And it's not going to always make us feel happy. But the joy of the Lord is our strength. In the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy. So we can have joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We can have joy in the midst of what we're going through, because our trust and our hope is in Jesus Christ and in the righteousness of God, the peace of God, the love of God, hallelujah, his grace and mercy that follows us all the days of our lives. Isn't that amazing? We serve an amazing God who's giving us his grace and his mercy that follows us. It's following you today. No matter how much you're trying to run, grace and mercy is following you. Grace and mercy. Grace and mercy are following you. And it says all the days of our lives. I can experience the joy of the Lord. I can have that experience. I can experience the joy of the Lord. You can experience the joy of the Lord, because I have assurance that I can trust him and be vulnerable and tell him my most painful experiences and how it's impacted me. Can you do that today? Do you have that assurance that you can trust in the true and living God and be vulnerable before him? That pain, that shame, the guilt, the hopelessness, the despondency that you may be experiencing, are you trusting God with it? Are you allowing him into the deep recesses of your soul? God already knows everything that you are going through. Do you have doubt? Do you have unbelief? He already knows that. What he's waiting for you to do, what he's waiting for us to do, is to falls out of agreement with what the enemy is saying, the lies that the enemy is speaking to our spirit man, to speaking to our thoughts, to speaking to us, we need to fall out of agreement what the enemy is saying to us about our situation, that it will not change, that it is hopeless, that you're not going to come out of this. God's way is mighty sweet. It is powerful. He is working in the thing. He's working in our situation. But where is your assurance? Where are you with that intimate place with him that you can trust him, that you can believe in him and his promises? Praise God. I can be still in the presence of God and receive his love, that his promises will never be separated from me. His love will never be separated from me. According to Romans 8 and 38 through 39. Thank you, Lord. By the way, God knows all about our struggles and any emotional distress attached to it. He knows all about that. Praise God. Will you trust him today? Will you allow him to be the God who hears, the God who sees you? Will you be, or will you allow God into that place that is so painful to you that you have shut out everyone else, that you have shut out? And that place of pain and that place of hopelessness and that place of it's coming familiar with you. You're comfortable with it. No, come out of that place. Don't be comfortable with it. Come out of it. Remove yourself from it and trust God with it. People isolate when there's a spirit of depression and people go, they have the depression, that begin to isolate themselves from family, from friends, from people, from the things that they used to do because they get comfortable. They want to sit there in that place. But God is saying, come out of it. Come out of it. Allow God to help you to come out of it. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Romans 8, 38 through 39 reads, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing. And those are strongholds in our minds. That's a created thing. Shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. So be persuaded today, be persuaded that that God's love cannot be separated from us. Nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in who? Christ Jesus, our Lord. That's where our love is. Where our love is, the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So fall out of agreement with the sadness. Fall out of agreement with the worry. Fall out of agreement with the discomfort, the pride. Fall out of agreement with it. You will not know what his promises are unless you are still before the Lord. In Psalms chapter 46 and verse 10 reads, be still. This is the Amplified Version. Be still and know, recognize, understand that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. God is going to be exalted. He's going to be exalted in the earth. He will be exalted among the nations. But he said, be still before him and know that I am God. Recognize, that he's got. Recognize God in the situation. Recognize God in your place. Whatever you need God to do for you. Whatever, nothing is too small for God. Nothing is too big for him. My granddaughter asked me the other day, bless her heart, she was asking me, she's six, and she asked me about God. I was just sharing with her that God is the big God, that he can, you know, that he hears our prayers no matter where we are, and we can pray for people no matter where they are. And she said, but Grammy, how can God hear all those prayers at one time? How can God do that? Praise the Lord. That's the God that we serve, omniscient, omnipotent God, all-knowing, all-powerful God. Hallelujah. God is a good God. He's gracious and merciful. He will be exalted in the earth. He will be exalted among the nations. Hallelujah. His glory, hallelujah, will cover the earth. His glory will cover the earth. So the word tells us to be still and know that I am God. So it takes being in his presence, being still before him. What does that look like, being still before him? Staying in his word. Praying, fasting, just allowing God to minister to you, to love up on you. Hallelujah, to show himself strong in your life, being still before him, getting direction, getting guidance on what you need to do, showing you his wisdom. Oh, my goodness. God, I thank you. Oh, my God. Showing us. His wisdom, hallelujah, showing us his wisdom in that place of stillness, being still and recognizing and understanding who God is. He's the hope of glory, the hope of glory. In Exodus chapter 14, verses 13 through 14, reads, then Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. He's talking to the Israelites when they're complaining about going, you know, they wanted to go back to Egypt. They wanted to go back to that Egypt experience. You know, the Egypt where they did have the delicacies of this food, but also they were enslaved. They were slaves. And so the enemy will deceive, he will bring deception and think that all the things that we see around us, all the things of the world that the world has to offer looks good. It's entrapping. It looks good to the eye, to the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh. It's enticing. It looks good, but in the end, it brings destruction. And that's what the Israelites, they were remembering the things that they had to eat, but they were still enslaved. They were in bondage. Then Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Take your stand. Be firm and confident and undismayed. He said, don't be afraid. Take your stand. You got to be firm and confident. And knowing who you are in Christ, who you belong to, you're a child of God. You have benefits. God tells us in his word that he daily loads us with benefits. He gives us benefits in every day. So we have benefits. To be firm and confident and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For those Egyptians who you have seen today, you will never see again. Verse 14, the Lord will fight for you while you, and I like this part, this is from the Amplified Version, only need to keep silent, and remain calm. Hallelujah. The NIV version reads, Moses answered the people, do not be afraid. stand firm, and you will see the deliverance of the Lord. You will see the deliverance of the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Glory be to God. I like this other version. It says, keep silent. Some of us talk too much about our problems. We rehearse that situation over and over and over again. We give the enemy access to the situation. And you're wondering why you are struggling so. You're wondering why things are not working out for you. You're wondering why you cannot get to that place where a peace and calmness, because you are rehearsing the situation. You keep telling everybody about it. You keep telling, you know, you're going to this person and that person and just rehearsing it over and over again. You're bringing life to it. Stop bringing life to that problem. Be still. Keep silent. Remain calm. The Lord will fight for you. You only need to be still. Yes, sometimes we do need to talk to someone about our problems, but find that person, that confidant, that person who knows the word of God, that person who can speak life into you, that person who can share the goodness of Jesus Christ with you. And if you need professional help, find professional help. If that's what you need to do. It's okay to go seek professional help. It's not a sign of weakness. It's not a sign of weakness, but it's a sign of courage, because it takes courage to go seek out professional help and talk to a stranger and share all the things that you're going through. Pray about who you should seek. Pray about who you should share that concern with. But stop rehearsing it. Keep silent and remain calm. Cast all of your, how do you remain calm? Cast all of your cares to the Lord. Give all of your cares to him. Does he care for you? He loves you. Give it to him. Don't sit there worrying about it. Don't sit there being confused about it. Don't waver in your faith, but stand firm. Have the confidence and knowing that God is, that will fight for you, that to see the salvation. Look, if you're not, if we are in such a frenzy about things, you know, if we're moving here and doing this and we're trying to solve, trying to work out the situation ourselves, we cannot see God moving in the situation. That's what the word says. Don't be afraid. Take your stand and be confident. Not dismayed, so that you can see the salvation of the Lord. And the word tells that in that moment, the word says to the Israelites, look, you need to be still so you can see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For those Egyptians whom you have seen today, you will never see anymore. I am speaking life into you today and encouragement and declaring that as you stand firm and see the salvation of the Lord, that struggle, that stronghold, that disappointment, the spirit of rejection, the shame, the guilt, the disappointment, the hopelessness, the worry, the fear, you will not see again. You will not see it again. The Lord is fighting for you today. Thank you, Jesus. Silence the intrusive thoughts that are rehearsed over and over. Take every thought captive, and the negative purpose is serving to the obedience of Christ, according to 2 Corinthians 10 and 5. Take those thoughts captive to the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. So when you begin to rehearse those thoughts over and over again, it becomes a stronghold. It becomes a stronghold. That's how you begin to act on those thoughts. That's what your behavior will be, that's what your behavior is acting, is being influenced by your thoughts. Hallelujah. So you want to take captive of those thoughts. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. I'm going to start at verse 4. But the weapons of our warfare are nocturnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. Bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So cast down those thoughts. Bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, having the mind of Christ, having the mind of Christ. So when those intrusive thoughts, when we begin to ruminate, think about them over and over again, what purpose is it serving? It's not serving any purpose. As I said, it only brings you into a place, builds up a stronghold in your thoughts, in your mind. Praise God. So let them go. Don't let those thoughts make a nest there. I saw this poster once, and it is a saying that you know, the birds can fly over your head, but you don't have to allow them to make a nest there. It's the same thing. The thoughts can come to you. The enemy can release those thoughts of lies, but you don't have to let them take nest there. You don't have to let those thoughts build up a stronghold to the point where you feel that you cannot make it anymore. Take those thoughts and bring them captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. That's what the Lord says. That's the word says to do that. We have the ability to choose what thoughts we allow and stay in our minds if we continue to dwell on them. But through the presence of the Holy Spirit, we can filter and by the power of the Holy Spirit overcome that thought. We are overcomers. We have been made overcomers. And some of us just need to know that, to get that in our spirit man and begin to act like overcomers. Begin to act like, you know, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made and our soul shall know right well. Begin to act like we are above and not beneath. Begin to act like what the word says about us, that God is fighting for us. Act like someone is fighting for us. Amen. Praise God. We'll find joy in that. We'll find hope in that. Praise God. We'll act like we are hopeful people, individuals. Praise God. So begin to act like what God says, who God says you are. Amen. So I happened to come across a documentary on National Geographic, and it's called Supernatural. And it shows how animals have innate abilities to thrive and survive. And so, I'm going to try to explain, to describe this, so that you can get the full impact of what the reason why I'm sharing this, okay? So, and if any of you want to look this up at some point, you know, Google it, you can do that and just see what I'm wanting to share with you. So the bird that was highlighted was the African male jacana bird, the African male jacana. So the mother lays the eggs and leaves the father to watch the eggs and raise the chicks, which is reversed because most of the time the father leaves out, you know, to go look for food or whatever and may come back. But in this instance, the father is left to watch the, after the mother lays the eggs, the mother actually leaves and goes to another male. And she doesn't return. So she lays the eggs and leaves the father to watch the eggs and raise the chicks. And he allows the chicks, in order for the chicks to grow and to mature, you know, he allows the chicks to explore the marshland and so that they can grow and learn how to survive. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to be, he wants us to mature in the things of the Lord. He doesn't want us to be on a milk, but he wants to be, you know, eat the meat of the word. He wants to be mature Christians. And when we're mature Christians, we're not going to be, distracted, and our faith is not going, we're not going to be weighed or, you know, by every thought, everything that comes our way. We're not going to be off track with God. We're not going to be, our faith is not going to waver. We're not, so as we're mature in Christians, we're not going to be so easily offended by things that happen, by what people say or what people do, okay? So as mature Christians. But getting back to this, it says, as the, so as the chicks were wandering and exploring, the African male made its descent on the unsuspecting chicks. And so the father alerted the chick by releasing an alarm code. What the chick did next was amazing. They froze right where they were in the position they were in. It's just amazing to me how God has given animals the ability to survive. And so they froze right where they were in that position. Whatever position they were in, they just froze. Because the eagles do not eat dead things. The eagle is another amazing animal. And so they froze there. So similar to the game children play where they, red light, stop light? You know, at the stoplight, you freeze, whatever position you're in, wherever your arms are, wherever your legs are, you know, whatever position you're in, you freeze right there. And so so that's what the chicks did when the father released the alarm code. And so the eagle swooped down, but because the chicks were motionless, the eagle left the area because eagles don't eat dead things. And so he assumed that they were dead. So once the eagle left, the father called out to the chicks. Hear the father's voice. Do you hear the father's voice today? Because they were scattered, the chicks were scattered, he had to go get them as they answered to his call. He went and got them and scooped them up. And if you can see, the picture is just amazing because he scoops them up under his wings. And they're under his wings, but only their legs are exposed. So when you look at the picture of this bird, and it's a big bird. So if you look at it, it looks like he has about 10 legs, and that's what it looks like. But it's, those are the chicks that he's carrying under his wings. Those are the chicks that he's carrying under their wings. It's just really amazing. So he looks for the kids. He answers, you know, calls out to them. And as he calls out to them, they respond, and he goes and scoops them up under their wings. And if they don't scoop up, they you know, just walk under, come to him and get under his wings. He gathers them up under his wings, and he knows every chick. He knows how many chicks that were scattered. However, there was one chick missing, and because this particular chick was submerged underwater, but did have his beak sticking up out of the water so he could breathe, you know, get air, but he was still in that frozen position under the, submerged under the water. So he was submerged under water. He could not hear the call of the father. But his father didn't give up. He continued to release the sound, until the chick finally heard the voice of their father and came toward him. So this was just so amazing to me, because when the father released the alarm code, the chicks were obedient, and they did what they knew to do, what they were trained to do, what was in them to do, was to stop, freeze, and allow the enemy to pass them by. Be still before the Lord. When God is saying to speaking to you about being still and seeing the salvation of the Lord, that God is fighting for you, that's what he intends for you to do. That's what he's asking you to do, is not for you to second guess, to analyze whether you should be still, what you should be doing. But God is saying, stop. Stop doing that particular thing. Release yourself from that particular situation. Sever yourself from the toxic relationship. Whatever God is saying, whatever he's asking of you to do, that I pray that you will have the strength and the obedience to do what God is asking of you. So being still while God fights for us does not mean we retreat and stay in that position. No, it doesn't mean that we retreat and stay in that position. Just as the young chick was there, he couldn't hear the call of the Father. So he was still there. He was still there, submerged under that water. He couldn't hear the call of the Father. Sometimes we cannot hear the call of the Father and what he's saying to us because we serve a good, good Father. We cannot hear what he's saying to us because the noise of the world, the noise of our problems, the noise of the worry and the hopelessness and the problem and the concern of what we see and what we hear is drowning out the voice of the Father, and he's calling to you. He's calling to you to come to him, to come to that place of safety. He's our refuge. He's our refuge. That's where we find our safety. Praise God. So be still while God fights for us, but don't retreat. Don't retreat and stay there when God says it's time. Now I'm calling you out of that place. So just as the chick finally hears the Father's voice, he went into action and moved to where his Father was. It's like the prodigal son who came to the decision that, okay, he had to come to the end of himself, that he realized that what he was doing, where he was, is not what the Father had for him. He had more for him. His Father had more for him. But because he just made a decision to leave out of that place of safety, to leave out of that place of provision, to leave out of that place of wisdom and peace, he found himself where he knew he was not supposed to be. Have you made that decision today? Are you making a decision to leave out of the safety of the Father's arms? Are you involved in situations that will cause you not to hear the Father's voice? That the world looks enticing to you, that temptation is calling your name, but you don't have to succumb to that temptation. Hear the Father's voice. Hear the alarm sound when the Holy Spirit is saying to you, don't go there. Do not get involved in that situation. Don't find yourself in that business venture that God is not calling you to. Maybe if you're thinking about getting married and you know that there's an unction in your spirit, the thing you should not be doing, follow the unction of the Holy Spirit. Maybe you made a decision today, the valley of decision, to say yes to the Lord, but because of doubt and unbelief or pride is keeping you from yielding to the Holy Spirit, is yielding and giving your life to Christ. Yield. Hear the voice of the Father. Hallelujah. While waiting on God to move on our behalf, we can't allow the distractions of the situation to keep us from hearing the voice of God. Sometimes God will move us. He will close the door to some things or cause us to be moved out of situations. And it looks like it's a place of destruction, or it may look like a place of what you're going through is that it's just not going to work out for you. You're wondering what in the world is going on, what's happening. But God can be moving you from that particular place, moving you from that situation, putting you in the place of wilderness. You might have a wilderness experience right now. That's where God will have you to be in that place. He had to move you out of the place so you would not be distracted, so that he could move, so he can fight the battle for you, so you will not put your hands in it, that so you will not try to make things work by doing it your way. So God has just had to say, I'm closing that door for you. I'm moving you out of this situation. I'm putting you in the cave experience right now. You're in the wilderness experience. You're going to experience that for a little bit right now, because I need to work and I need to move on your behalf, because I don't want you in the situation. To God be the glory. But he doesn't keep us there. That's the good thing. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. So when God says, be still, is not up for debate as to if you should or when you should, those chicks heard the alarm and they knew what to do. So it is imperative that when God is calling us to a position of being in his presence and being still before him, we just do it. Just do it. He has a plan. He's the author. He's the finisher of our faith, and he assures us that all things will work together for our good. Do you hear the Father calling you on this morning? Do you hear the Father's voice? Do you hear him asking you and showing you and wanting to give you understanding, to show you his wisdom, to give you his wisdom in making the right decisions about things? If you need to make a decision about something on today, maybe a major purchase, maybe about relationships, maybe it's about a job, maybe it's about your career, maybe it's about going back to school, maybe it's about ministry, you know, whatever it may be, hear the Father's voice. Hear the Father's voice. Praise God. He has a plan. He has a plan, and his plans are good. God does all things well. Hallelujah. God does all things well. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. I love God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms 131. Lord, my heart is not proud, nor my eyes haughty, nor do I involve myself in great matters or in things too difficult for me. Surely I have calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child resting with his mother. My soul is like a weaned child within me, composed and freed from discontent. Praise God. Surely I have calmed and quieted my soul. That's saying, get in a place, be still. Quiet your soul before the Lord. Rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord. Be of good courage. Do not fear. God did not give, he has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. That's what he has given to us. So if you feel confused today, if you feel that, you know, sometimes you're just indecisive, you can't make good decisions, you know, you're struggling with making good decisions, quiet yourself before the Lord. Rest in the Lord. Hear the voice of the Father. Run to him. Run to him. Flee the enemy. But run to the Lord. He's waiting for you with open arms because he loves you. He wants you to have a life, the life that's more abundant. Just why Jesus came, so that we can have life and have it more abundantly. So if you need abundance of peace, an abundance of joy, an abundance for strength? Are you at that place where you just feel like that you're tired of being tired? Trust in the Lord. Trust in his joy, that he says that his joy, that the joy in the Lord, that's where we find our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And as I said earlier, it doesn't depend, happiness depends on your situation. Happiness depends on, you know, things, when things are going good, you're happy. When things are not, you're not happy. But the joy of the Lord is where we have our peace, our strength. We can find quiet. We can quiet her soul. We can be free from discontentment. Be still before the Lord. Allow him to fight your battle. Seek his face. Become more intimate with God. Be still before him. And then when he says to go fight, then you know that he will equip you with everything that you will need to fight that battle. But when he says, be still before the Lord. We serve an amazing God, an awesome God, and we just love him. I love him today. So Psalms 37 and 7 says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. I pray that you will have patience today as you wait on the Lord. It may not, you may not see it today, may not see it tomorrow, but know that God is fighting for you. Know that God is fighting for you. He's providing for you. He's meeting every need according to your riches and glory through Jesus Christ.
Praise
so we don't
the Lord.
Lack. We don't lack. Hallelujah. Yes.
Praise the Lord. We have a caller here on line. Pastor George, are you online still?
Yes, I'm still here. Praise the Lord. I like what that woman of God said. And I just want to add to what she's saying. So the Bible says, my sheep know my voice and the stranger they will not follow. That illustration with the bird is letting you know the Father is calling, but are we listening? Because as you say, the sheep know my voice and a stranger they will not follow. So they have to recognize the voice of the Father. A lot of times we don't recognize the voice of our Father and we go astray. But because the birds recognized the call of the Father, they were able to come out and be brought into the ark of safety. And I appreciate that. That is so profound. That is so right on point to let us know that we need to know when God is speaking, and we also need to know when to talk and when not to talk. When God's trying to talk, we should just listen and not try to override God, because he's omniscient. He's all-seeing, all-knowing. He knows everything about us that we don't even know by ourselves, because we were made in his image and in his likeness. And therefore, once we learn to listen to the voice of God, he would not steer us wrong. But we tend to listen to every other voice that's in our head, everybody else's decision that's making decisions for us, but we refuse to listen to the one who made us, who created us, who knows us intimately and otherwise. Listen to the voice of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, because he knows what's best for us. Now release the light.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, indeed. Praise God. Thank you, man of God, for expounding on that. Yes, knowing the Father's voice, absolutely. And that's where we get to know his voice, by spending time with him, being intimate, staying in his presence. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So we just bless God for his word. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just praise God. I'm just going to pray. And then I'll turn it over to Sister Diane. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we bless you and we honor you on today. We thank you, God, that you said you would never leave us nor forsake us, and that you would, your love cannot be separated from us. I pray on today that we will learn, we will understand, we will trust in you, to be still before you, that we will know your voice, that we will hear your voice, and we'll be obedient to your voice. God, touch our hearts today, Lord, that we will surrender to you, yield to you, Lord, and that we will trust in your promises, God, that we will stand on your promises, oh, Father. Lord, we thank you for speaking to us on today. Bless every person who's on the call today. I pray, God, that every need shall be met in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, for every situation, every concern, that we cast those to you. We give it to you right now in the name of Jesus. And for those who don't know you yet as Lord and Savior, I pray this is the day of decision, that they will say yes to your will and yes to your way. We thank you and we praise you, O Lord, that we will be still before you and see the salvation of the Lord. We thank you for fighting for us. We thank you for providing for us. We thank you, O Lord God, that you are with us, and we bless you. Father, we pray, God, for those who are in the path of the hurricane, Lord, that you protect us. Dispatch your angels to watch over every one of us in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray right now, God, for that storm to turn out to sea in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. We thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for your protection. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We just thank God for that awesome word coming forth from Elder Addison, allowing God to use her this day and hear the word, be still. Sometimes we're just moving all over the place, getting into everything, so concerned about what it is that we're going through that we are not standing still to hear what God is saying this day. If you have a question for the woman of God, you can go ahead and press the 1 for those of you that are on live now, or you can call in at 347-857-3925. If you have a question about what was being said today, or just expound on the word, because let me tell you something. The only way we get understanding is by asking questions to get better understanding on what it is that is being said. And Elder Addison, I thank you for that word, being still, especially when you was talking about that bird. And we don't stand still long enough to hear what God is telling us. We don't stand still. So the question today for our listeners and for everyone, you know, are you being still today and allowing God to fight your battles? Are you allowing God to go before you, or you are doing it yourself? Elder Addison, at this time, until we get a listener, you can go ahead and share your information about your church, you know, where they can visit you if they are in the area.
All right. Yes, thank you for the opportunity to share. Yes, I'm located in Durham, North Carolina, and I attend Wings of Eagles Christian Church under the leadership of Apostle Vernell and Prophetess Juliet Austin. We are live streamed every Sunday at 9:30 and 11 o'clock, and on Wednesday nights at 7. So tune in again. It's Wings of Eagles Christian Church, and it's on Facebook Live that you can tune into our services. And we are in person, in case you're in the Durham, Raleigh area. We are in person on every Sunday at 11. Okay, so and I'm also a licensed clinical mental health counselor, and I provide services to adults in the areas of grief and loss, stress management, and women's issues, and relationship healing. And my practice is located in North Carolina, in Durham, as well as Life Restoration Services. So you know, I just thank God for the opportunity to be here, to have the opportunity to, you know, just share the the Word of God as He gives me the opportunity, He gives me the Word to share. So I just praise God, and I thank God for Sister Diane and all that she's doing, and I pray your strength, Sister Diane, and that God will bless you, that all that you desire of the Lord, I pray that you will see the fruition of it in the name of Jesus, and that God will give you your desires of your heart.
Amen, amen. I received health medicine. And can you give your number for your business if they are in need of that service?
Mm-hmm. 919-886-7327. 919-886-7327. And just, I am in North Carolina, so I'm licensed in North Carolina. But however, if outside of that, I can get permission from whatever state you're in to provide counseling if you are outside of North Carolina. So that's, and also my website is www.liferestorationservices.com.
Amen, amen. So Elder Addison has given up that information that you can reach out, and I'm pretty sure that if she can help, she can help you in the direction that you need. So remember, do not take nothing or no one for granted. Even the services that is presented to you, do not take it for granted. Elder Addison, again, I greatly appreciate you. I thank you for you continually dedicating yourself to the Lord and being on this broadcast every month. Just to let you know, you are appreciated, and we do not take you for granted. Amen. And just like you listeners as well, we do not take you all for granted. We greatly appreciate each and every time that you tune in live or to tune in to a later date and listen to the word as it comes forth. The word is a blessing. Eat word while you can. Eat it while you can. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I just thanking God for the word that came forth today. Be still. Let it ring within your spirit today. Be still and wait on the Lord. Be still today and allow the Lord to fight your battles. Amen. If you have missed this cast from the beginning and would like to hear this broadcast again, visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries, City of Victory. Go ahead and click like and follow if you have not liked and follow our page. And click on that link and you can hear the broadcast from the beginning. Remember, she left her number there, that for those of you that need help, need those services that she provides, go ahead and write it down. Be not afraid nor ashamed. Amen. Remember, God got you. And if he is for you, who can be against you? Amen. So join us every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference Line. And that call-in number is 712-832-7144, code 3333 pound. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Join us every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our Facebook Live service. And if you do not have Facebook, that's okay. You can join us on that conference line number, which is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Again, for those of you that have Facebook, join us at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our Facebook Live service. Every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Standard Time, we have Bible Talk, and it's some awesome topics that come for it, and we talk real talk and have scriptures to back it up. So maybe you have a topic that you're interested in. Come on and join our Bible study every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that calling number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Join us tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Till then, be blessed.
Looking at that. my word.